Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Our saint of the day today is Saint Augustine, Rail, Chong, and Companion for July 9th. Augustine Zhaorang, a Chinese diocesan priest, having first been one of the soldiers who had escorted Monsignor Dufresne from Chengdu to Beijing, he was moved by the patience he had then asked to be numbered among the neophytes. Once baptized, he was sent to the seminary and then ordained a priest. He was arrested in 1814 and condemned to exile in Tartary, where he remained for almost 20 years. In returning to his homeland, he was again arrested and was strangled on 17 May 1834. Blessed Joachim Ho, a Chinese lay catechist, he was baptized at the age of about 20 years. The Dominican martyrs of China died between 1648 and 1748. They bore heroic witness to the truth of the gospel. Through enduring the tortures and cruelties they suffered, they showed there was something deeper and more important than to seek worldly comfort. Christianity arrived in China by way of Syria in the 600s. Depending on China's relations with the outside world, Christianity over the centuries was free to grow or was forced to operate secretly. The 120 martyrs in the group died between 1648 and 1930. 87 of them were born in China and were children, parents, catechists, or laborers, ranging in age from 9 years to 72. This group includes 4 Chinese diocesan priests. 33 foreign-born martyrs were mostly priests or women religious, especially from the Order of Preachers, the Paris Foreign Mission Society, the Friars Minor, Society of Jesus, Society of Jesus, and Franciscan Missionaries of Mary. Augustine Zhaorang was a Chinese soldier who accompanied Bishop John Gabriel Taran de Frisi of the Parish Foreign Mission Society to his martyrdom in Beijing. Not long after his baptism, Augustine was ordained as a diocesan priest. He was martyred in 1815. The 33 foreign-born martyrs were mostly priests or women or religious, especially from the Order of Preachers, the Paris Foreign Mission Society, the Friars Minor, Society of Jesus, Society of St. Francis de Sales, and Francisco Missionaries of Mary. Augustine Zhaorang was a Chinese soldier who accompanied Bishop John Gabriel Taran de Frisi of the Paris Foreign Mission Society to his martyrdom in Beijing. Not long after his baptism, Augustine was ordained as a diocesan priest. He was martyred in 1815. Beatified in groups at various times, these 120 martyrs were canonized together in Rome on October 1st of 2000. The People's Republic of China and the Roman Catholic Church each have well over a billion members, only 12 million Catholics in China. The reasons for that are better explained by the historical conflicts than by a wholesale rejection of the good news of Jesus Christ. The Chinese-born martyrs honored by today's feast were regarded by the persecutors as dangerous because they were considered allies of the enemy, Catholic countries. The martyrs born outside China often tried to distance themselves from European political struggles relating to China, but their persecutors saw them as Westerners and therefore, by definition, anti-Chinese. The good news of Jesus Christ is intended to benefit all peoples. Today's martyrs knew that. May 21st century Christians live in such a way that Chinese women and men will be attracted to hear the good news and embrace it. And that's our saint for the day. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Oh, but they'll sure bless.
Don, we had some more blessed martyrs today. It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Praying for others was central to Jesus' mission and should be for us, especially intercession for priests. And so, here is a prayer coming from Pope St. John Paul II, his prayer for priests to our Blessed Mother, Mother of Jesus Christ and Mother of Priests. Accept this title which we bestow on you to celebrate your motherhood and to contemplate with you the priesthood of your Son and of your sons, O Holy Mother of God. Mother of Christ, to the Messiah priest, you gave a body of flesh through the anointing of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the poor and the contrite of heart. Guard priests in your heart and in the church, O Mother of the Savior. Mother of Faith, you accompanied to the temple the Son of Man, the fulfillment of the promises given to the fathers. Give to the Father for his glory the priests of your Son, O Ark of the Covenant. Mother of the Church, with the disciples in the upper room, you prayed to the Spirit for the new people and their shepherds. Obtain for the order of presbyters a fullness of gifts, O Queen of the Apostles. Mother of Jesus Christ, you were with him at the beginning of his life and of his mission. You sought the Master among the crowd. You stood beside him when he was lifted up from the earth, consumed as the one eternal sacrifice. And you had John close by you, your son. Except from the beginning those we have been called. Protect their growth, accompany your sons in their life and in their ministry, O Mother of Priests. Mary, Woman of the Eucharist, Mother and Model of every priest. And you, Mary, Woman of the Eucharist, Mother and Model of every priest, be close to these sons of yours today and throughout the years of their pastoral ministry. Like the Apostle John, they too welcome you into their home. Help them to conform their lives to the divine teacher who has chosen them as his ministers. May their present, each one with youthful enthusiasm, be expressed every day in generous adherence to the task of the ministry and blossom in the joy, the magnificent, for the great things that God's will, his mercy will, do to work among and through their hands. Amen. And here's a prayer coming from St. John Vianney. Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for your priests, for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Pray, let them see you face to face in the breaking of the bread, in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And that's from St. John Paul II and St. John Vianney. And we pray for our priests. And we pray for also those who are suffering from addictions. We pray for those who need deliverance. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy. And we pray for all those who are most in need. We pray for the prodigals. And Mike, I thank you I love that promo for the prayer.
Well, thank you.
And I think it's worth go ahead.
There's a few more where that came from.
Well, I would love to get the one that I was talking to you about, children. We need to pray for children, because so much is being raised against them today.
Yeah.
by those who should care, but they become monsters. So we want to pray for the innocence of our children and their protection, and that their parents be strong, solid in the faith to raise them up in the way of righteousness. And so here we go with Johnny Cash.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry. They won't bite.
Oh, but they'll sure bless.
But I just love that. And that's one of Mike's masterpieces right there. But I love that one that we shared earlier. And
you mean the one I just sent you?
Yes. And I'm trying to... There we go. One more time.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
You know, Mike, I like that point that you made, that they are on the front line against sin, and they really are. And so
they
that
are.
Puts us right in.
And there's one
that puts us.
There's one more clause you can add to that. They're on the front lines in the war against sin, but if they fall, they shoulder the total blame.
Yeah. So Mike's going to help me with another one eventually here shortly, maybe tomorrow, maybe even today. About Johnny Cash had a song called Children, and we need to pray for our children. And so that should be soon coming out as well. And so since we are on the front line, I'm going to end it with this song right here. And, Mike, thank you so much. And I'm glad that you were able to go to Mass. And we did it a little bit later today because of our Mass times. And that's awesome. So we both got to receive the actual body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. Ain't that something? That is wonderful. Thank
nothing,
you, Lord.
Nothing tops that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, Mike. Well, we'll see you tomorrow as we look into the story of Saint Veronica Giuliani.
Actually, we'll see you tonight.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for the reminder.
Don't forget, Journey with Mary. 9 Eastern, 8 Central with John Carpenter.
And we're going to be focusing on the Virgin Mary's appearances at Guadalupe, Mexico. So that's going to be really good.
Well,
okay.
That's going to be very interesting.
Very much so. And so our mother, we're going to be focusing on our mother tonight. And so right now, we are on the front line. So we'll see you tonight there, Mike. We'll see you tonight.
I would not like to be the one who calculates Mary's frequent flyer miles.
Quite a bit. All right, here we go.
Bring it on, we're ready.
Our Lord, out of love for us, in establishing his holy priesthood, he gave them the sacrament of confession, which in this front line, when we go to confession, the Lord takes those sins that we confess, and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness, and he remembers them no more. And you're given a judgment in this confession, a judgment of mercy. And Jesus will honor this mercy that he bestows upon you through his priest. When we stand before him, when we face him to meet his justice one day, he will honor that mercy. And so with his mercy, I want that mercy that he bestows upon us, upon me in the confessional, when I do stand before him to face his justice. And anybody in their right mind will also rather have his mercy. And so thank you, Mike, for sharing the saints of the day today. And we will see you again tomorrow. And frequent the sacraments. Pray the rosary. Go to Mass often and receive the Eucharist. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, divinity. And so we will say, stay in the game. You are on the front line. So go to confession often. Amen. Good day.